This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What We Spend is a new podcast that explores something we almost never talk about. Every week, you'll hear a different guest share everything they spend their money on. What We Spend is available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Junks are coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan, Team 980, 910 The Fan if you're listening in Richmond, VA. Thank you for that. And Monumental Sports Network. We're brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junks. If you're looking to be the next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just go to cropmetcalf.com and you can join their team today. You're welcome to call us at 800-636-1067. We need to wake the Caps fans from their slumbers.
You know what?
Why are the Caps fans asleep on the fact that it's game one of round two tonight at Capital One Arena?
He needs to be playing Bands That Make Her Dance. We need to get that going. We got to hit
Heavy Metal Chris has probably never heard that song before, probably doesn't have any idea.
Drabby, can you direct him to where that might be? I believe Valdez saved it somewhere. It just gets people fired up. I'm sure it's on his hard drive. Mar, can you help him?
Heavy Metal Chris will effort for that. I'm sure that's not on his personal playlist.
But is Heavy Metal Chris not a hockey guy? Heavy Metal Chris, you're not a hockey guy?
I used to play when I was young, actually.
All right, so you're a hockey guy.
On the ice.
You look like a hockey guy to me. So why are you not, you're not hip to the Bands That Make Her Dance bit?
I don't know. Like, stadium music kind of isn't my thing.
It's not necessarily stadium music. It's kind of the theme thing that Ovi's getting into.
Yeah.
The guys are doing the fire.
The shake, rally, and roll last I remember. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Right.
All right. So we'll see if Heavy Metal Chris can find that and play the clean version. So tonight, puck drop, 7 o'clock at Capital One Arena. Carolina Hurricanes are in town for round two. I mean, this is a division opponent. This is round two. These are two teams that both got through their first-round opponents in five games. They should be well-rested, coming in on 5 or 6 days of rest. The Hurricanes are slight favorites in tonight's game, but heavier favorites in the series. And I went to Russian Machine Never Breaks yesterday, and they have an analytics breakdown of the Caps' chances to make it past the Carolina Hurricanes. And the analytics nerds do not like the Caps. Moneypuck.com gives the Caps just a 44.8% chance of beating the Hurricanes in a seven-game series.
Does that give you diarrhea? When you see that, does that give you anxiety?
It gives me a little bit.
It should.
But, that was actually probably the more optimistic of a lot of the analytics sites. HockeyViz.com puts the Caps' chances at advancing at 42%. The Athletic, 33%.
Why?
And Evolving Hockey gives the Caps just a 24% chance of advancing past Carolina.
What are we missing here?
Yeah. We're the dogs. We're the dogs in this series.
We are significant dogs.
I mean, you think Carberry isn't playing that up to his team behind closed doors? You think he isn't going in and telling these guys, hey, you're getting disrespected. People don't believe in you. They think that Montreal was just a complete pushover in the first round, and they don't think that you can beat this team that's coming in to play you, despite the fact that you have home ice against them.
But what are they saying? Okay, they're saying it's 24%, but why? Give me their rationale behind those numbers that they're spewing.
I don't know that I have exact breakdowns. I mean, I just have what these hockey analytics sites are spitting out.
If they're saying
they run all the
it's
numbers,
34%, why? Why? What gives them the edge? What numbers are they putting into the system that's spitting out
There must be some hockey geeky metrics slash analytics that, you know, some of it could be the penalty kill, the power play. It could be 5-on-5. It could be how fast the team is compared to Washington.
After all those numbers, it says pessimism about Washington's chances has been around for years. The Caps have consistently shown better results on the scoreboard than their underlying possession stats would suggest. A sign that in a large enough sample indicates exceptional finishing talent that isn't factored into the models that these sites run. I mean, it's geeky analytical stuff. This doesn't mean this is the way that
of course it doesn't mean how it's going to play out.
The series
but
is gonna,
they have a rationale.
Right.
There are numbers they're putting in there. They're spitting out this. I want to know what the effing numbers are, what they represent.
Yeah.
That's a basic question. If you're saying you're a 36% chance and we put in all these numbers, well, tell me what the F you put in the computer. Give me the rationale. You can't just say they're 44% to win. Why are we 44%? The basic question.
Well, look it up.
you have a computer. You can go to moneypuck.com
right in front of you.
And figure
I'm trying
out exactly
to multitask.
Why.
I mean, you're screaming at cakes.
I'm screaming at the world.
You know what? Alan May. We're going to have Alan May on, right?
He's coming out at 9 o'clock.
He'll probably have those answers for you.
All right, let's go to Pete. 800-636-1067. I don't know. I know Cakes is pissed off. He's trying to play it cool. I'm pissed off. We're supposed to be one of the best teams in hockey. How can we be such a big dog in the second round? Pete, what's up?
Yeah, hey, Junks. So these analytic nerds don't take into consideration physicality. So the Capitals have a big size advantage over the Hurricanes.
Okay.
The Hurricanes are fast. They have some guys that can move the puck and get shots on net. The Hurricanes' deal is that they throw everything at the net, which is fine in the playoffs, but they don't take into account physicality. Frederik Anderson's been hurt. He's inconsistent. You know, in the big situations in the playoffs, he's crapped the bed before. So Logan Thompson is an advantage for the Caps. If he plays like he did against Montreal, the Caps will be fine. The other big factor is if you look at Carolina's roster, Jarvis and Svechnikov and Kokaniemi and all these guys, they really haven't done much in the playoffs. So they have these very good regular seasons, but when it comes to crunch time, they haven't been great in the playoffs.
Now Svechnikov has five goals. He's got five goals in five games.
New Jersey was down three defensemen and Jack Hughes. So New Jersey was
yeah, they were depleted.
There you go. I get it, but I'm saying to say he doesn't do anything in the playoffs, maybe that's his history, but this year he's got five goals in five games.
Also this, how about this, Pete? Give me, so I know we discussed it leading up to it, that they throw a bunch of pucks at the net,
mm-hmm.
and I think that's great. But what else do they do that's got the analytics nerds all in a tizzy and all excited?
I mean, I'll jump in here. It could be their penalty kill was ranked number one in the league during the regular season.
I know Jersey
didn't do anything during the playoffs on the power play against them.
Right.
So that's going to be tricky.
Right. Pete,
and they're very aggressive as far as the way they're on pucks. Like, so they get on top of you and they swarm. So they'll have five guys. You feel like you're playing eight guys because they have everybody. They play as a five man unit. So they swarm the puck.
Mm-hmm.
So and their general manager is he's a big analytics guy. It's basically throwing pucks to the net and having a really good power play. That's mm-hmm. what to me is most of it.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks, Pete. Appreciate the call, man.
Thank you, buddy.
All right, guys.
Yep.
So hold on. Who are you picking?
Yeah.
I'm reading this from the Post, New York Post. Sorry,
yeah,
not the Washington Post. The Hurricanes led the NHL this season with 71 shot attempts per 60 minutes at 5-on-5.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They also allowed the fewest attempts per 60 on 5-on-5.
Mm-hmm.
And were the only team in the league that conceded fewer than 50 attempts per hour at even strength.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so there's one metric that they're tops in the league.
Oh, I like it.
But the New York Post goes on to say that the Caps are the most composed and structured team in the NHL, so it's unlikely that they'll get thrown off their game as easily as most other teams that face Carolina. And it says at the very end, the Caps are a great value as an underdog.
Ooh,
so the New York
that.
Post
I'd love to hear
disagrees,
that.
Even though they're throwing out some of the stats, they kind of disagree with what
well, they have
the
to be a
say.
Great value.
And I think this bodes well for the Caps, too. In the first round matchup with Montreal, the Canadiens had just 31 minutes and 19 seconds worth of lead time on the scoreboard in round one. That's the least of any of the 16 teams in the round. And the Caps also limited Montreal to the fewest goals against at 5v5 of all the first round teams. And four of those seven came in that 6-3 loss in one game. So at even strength, at least against Montreal, Washington was very good. Mm-hmm. So that's a positive heading into round two against Carolina. Just don't take dumb penalties. Don't let them get on the power play. And the Caps' power play's got to click when they get their opportunities because they're pretty stingy on the penalty kill. That, to me, that's the biggest key of the entire series.
I see.
Can
other,
the Caps' power play succeed against that PK?
I see other experts favoring their goaltender over Washington's goaltender.
Wow, that's kind of surprising.
Listening to the guy from Carolina on Grant Danny's show yesterday, he said that Carolina's goalie's been hurt this season, so maybe his numbers aren't what they are, but his reputation is better than Logies. Thompson's.
Now, okay. I don't care about reputation, honestly. I just care about how you're playing right now, especially at goalie. Especially at goalie. Let's go to...
He's 10-4-3 against the Caps in his career with a 2.58 goals against average and a 9.12 save percentage. He's done very well against the Capitals.
Andrew, okay, I'll take it. Andrew, what's up? You're on with the Jugs.
Hey, how you guys doing? What's I just up, wanted Andrew? To quick say that Carolina is favored because they had the best zone time in the league, and I believe we're middle of the pack, and I think they beat us overall in the regular season.
I thought it was 2-2.
No, it was 2-2. They played four times. They split.
Okay, sorry about that. But, yeah, I think they have really good offensive zone time, so we need to control the puck. Hopefully Matt Roy, Wilson, and Chikrin and all that keep them out of our zone. And, let's go Caps.
Are you optimistic or no?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like this team's different this year, man. Strom is on fire, you know. Carolina makes me nervous because I hate them. And, you know, their fans, I feel like the most ignorant fans, no offense, in the league. But, I think we can get them, but it's going to be tough for sure. Six or seven games, I think.
Right.
I just like that he's assailing the fan base, just calling them morons.
Why?
I don't know why he said that.
I mean, if you see them online and the trash they talk, but the lack of hockey knowledge they have, that's all I'm saying.
He's calling them simpletons. I love it.
Right. Well, you got good hockey knowledge, so keep calling in. Thank you, Andrew. Thank you, buddy.
All right, guys. Have a good one.
All right. Appreciate it, pal. All right. Let's go to Jim in Bethesda. Hey, Jim.
Hey, what's going on, Junks?
What's
how you doing?
Hey, it's going great.
You guys just kind of touched on this, but I think most all the analytics will wash out, and it's really going to come down to goalie play. Mm-hmm. And LT had a sick first round, and he really, really needs to step up here and keep it going.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, he was 4-1 in the first round. His goals against was 2-2-3, and he had a 92.3 save percentage. Those are pretty damn good numbers.
Yeah. Yeah, and just the amount of pucks they throw on net, you know, it's going to be coming from everywhere.
But how hurt is he?
I think Thompson is. I think, he's,
think
fine
he's fine
heading into this series.
I mean, I know he didn't miss a
like
game.
6 days of rest. Yeah. Like he should be good to go.
All right.
Not worried about him at all.
Right.
Anderson didn't finish the series against the Devils. He got hurt in game four.
Yep.
Now, if you look at his career, he's had success against the Capitals. Meanwhile, Logan Thompson started just one of the four games against Carolina this year.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't get past the first period. Allowed 3 goals on 12 shots, ooh, April 2nd.
According to The Athletic, the Carolina Hurricanes, I was wrong on this. Now, Florida is one in a lot of betting sites, but according to The Athletic, Carolina has an 18% chance to win the Cup, which is number one out of all the teams. Washington, they have 8.
8% chance?
No, 8. Eighth. 1 to 8.
Oh, they have them
of
the least
last, of the remaining teams.
At 4%.
Why?
Don't know. The Caps are getting zero love.
What? I'm getting pissed, Cakes. I'm getting pissed for you.
I like you're getting a lather up about the Caps disrespect in the analytical community.
You can't just say that we're dogs and we're this. You got to be rational. You can't just have his eighth. What the hell do they have an eighth for? 8 out of 8
they're just
remaining.
They're just kind of talking about the regular season, and they're talking about
what was wrong with our regular season.
They're talking about history.
Weren't we like third most in points this year?
Second in points.
Second,
just behind Winnipeg.
Yep.
And we're eighth.
You know what?
Most likely.
You know what?
Yeah.
Let them,
I don't get it either.
Let the hockey nerds disrespect the Caps. Yep. Let us fly under the radar. It's all good.
I'm not even that. All listen, good. I'm not even that big a fan, except for come playoff time. But I'm getting pissed.
I like that you are. You're bringing it to that next level, EB. During the play, you're bringing playoff
intensity.
Now it's
time to be all in.
Yeah, exactly. All right. Don't forget, in the 8 and 9 o'clock hour, we're going to give you a chance to win tickets to Game 2 of Caps Hurricanes. So you have to keep listening for your chance to win. All of our Caps content is brought to you by Ace Computers. Ace Computers proudly recommends Windows 11 Pro for the U.S. military, made in America. Check out acecomputers.com right now. Don't forget, in both the 8 and 9 o'clock hour, you'll have a chance to win a pair of tickets to Game 2 of Caps Hurricanes this Thursday at Capital One Arena. For tickets and more event info, go to thefandc.com. So keep listening for your chance to win those tickets.
Want to bang out a few more of these calls?
Sure.
Caps fans?
Caps Hurricanes in less than 12 hours now at this point.
Yeah.
It's getting close.
I'm just getting pissed off. Just as a casual observer from afar, like all of this negative skepticism around the country regarding this team, particularly considering what they did in the regular season.
The Caps are just getting disrespected. Trust me, before they won the Stanley Cup in 2018.
Yeah.
It's something that I lived with every single day.
Right.
A lot of days I would get taunted, especially by Pens fans, about the Caps playoff failures, coming up short, losing to the Pens in huge playoff series, losing to the Montreal Canadiens in 2010 as a huge favorite.
We erased that.
That's all gone.
This is a new disrespect. This is a brand new disrespect.
That
they're
is true.
Basically saying it doesn't matter what you did in the regular season, that you had the second most points, that Ovi had this incredible year, that your goalie, for the most part, was pretty incredible this year, your starting goalie. All that matters is, I don't know, these 6 or 7 metrics, and that is bigger than what you did in the regular season. To me, nonsensical.
I was reading one site that said, that's the best two-way players
are on
Carolina, because they say Sebastian Aho, Seth Jarvis, who we talked about, and some dude named Jacob Slavin, are probably the best two-way players on either team.
Okay.
They also said that after you get past Carlson and Chich are really good offensive players, but they say they're extremely dangerous offensively. But defensively, they're a bit vulnerable. So maybe they're just looking at the top lines and the two-way players in the top lines, and they think that those players are better than the Caps' top
line. The one thing I'm really worried about, more than even the Carolina Hurricanes' very proficient penalty kill, at times the Caps seem to struggle to get the puck out of their defensive zone during the Montreal series. It was like you were watching, you're like, just... you got to get the puck out. They're just giving too many opportunities, and Carolina is very aggressive on their forecheck. So if that combined with the Caps' inability to clear pucks, that makes me think that Carolina is going to have ample chances to score.
I look at it as a toss-up series. If you want to go the other way, you seem very offended that there are a lot of people who are picking Carolina.
I'm kind of okay with toss-up.
Here is ESPN's consensus predictions.
Yeah.
I'll give you some of the names that we know. Say if 24 people from ESPN pick the series. John Buccigross, you see him talking hockey all the time. Caps in 7. Linda Cohn, Caps in 6. Steve Levy, Caps in 5. Sean McDonough, we all know him, Caps in 7.
Ooh, a lot of Caps love on ESPN.
Mark Messier, Hurricanes in 6. Greg Wyshynski, who we had on the show a few days ago.
He likes the Caps, though.
Caps in 7.
Ooh. Nice.
Out of 24.
By the way, though, Caps in 7 is a squeaker.
They've got 16.
It's the second round.
It'll be a blowout.
The NHL playoffs.
They ain't sweeping.
Do you think the second round is going to be filled with a bunch of 4-0 series?
Here's what's going to happen to you over the next 10 days. You're going to be terrified during every game. Every game,
I already am.
You're dodging bullets.
I already am.
And walking through a minefield.
To me, hockey in general, and this is just my perception. So you won't. It's such an imprecise sport, and you have fleeting possessions, and it's just the whole thing is terrifying. Any hockey game to me, To me, it seems, I don't know how you assert your dominance time after time after time when so many things like puck luck and the way the puck bounces
no doubt.
Yeah. These guys have possessions for seconds at a time, tenth of a second at a time. It's just the whole thing.
But some
terrifying.
Of the little statistical thing, you know, like the turnovers or clearing pucks, or, and we've already talked about power play and penalty kill. I mean, it's all that added up. If you just got to be slightly better, and if you're slightly better, chances of winning the series are slightly better. So I think that it comes down to a lot of those small metrics, and also. You know, your goalie, just if your goalie is just hot.
Well, that's such a huge thing.
Right?
If you might be just the biggest. Hot,
need LT to be big. Yeah,
it must
this
be
series.
The biggest thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, if nothing can get by him because he's just on point,
yeah.
Well, then that's a huge advantage, too. It doesn't matter what the other guys are doing.
We need December and January, I believe, Logan Thompson, and sprinkle in what he did against Montreal. We need that level of Logan Thompson in this series.
It seems like he's locked in. All right, let's go to Chris. In D.C., a lot of people want to chime in. Chris, what's up, buddy? You're on with the Jugs.
Hey, good morning, brothers.
What's up, Chris? How are you?
Right now, I'm pretty good. Thanks a lot. Right now, I'm saying Captain Six. And I think that because of in Washington, D.C., we've been conditioned with that losing mentality with that bum Daniel Snyder.
Right.
It's that dark cloud is gone, man. You see everything turning around. We're going to get the stadium. We're going to have the NFL draft. Cap's going to win. And all I can say is we don't need to be cocky, but we need to be confident. And if you're scared, you need to get under the bed and put the covers over your head.
Well, if that would guarantee a Caps win, that's the way I would watch every single game.
Yeah.
That would be great.
That's what we're going to do. We're going to win, man. So, right. I mean, just give that little confidence,
brother.
I like
Chris's bravado. He's just puffing his chest out.
Where are you watching the game tonight?
I'm going to watch it at home. I'm going to be right there in front of the TV filled with anxiety with every minute, every second. But I'm still, you know, I'm going to make sure that I support them because I know, man, when I'm looking at the analytics, all that stuff that they're talking about, all I'm looking at is wins and losses when I'm coming to analyzing the game, wins and losses. And so we got the better team, brother.
Right.
All right. You're a bottom line guy. I like that.
Yeah. Kind of in that way, too. Thank you, Chris. Appreciate it, buddy. All right. Let's go to Earl.
Raleigh.
Oh, yeah, it's our guy. It's Coach calling Earl. In from
behind enemy lines.
Coach, what's up, buddy?
Hey, how you doing, EB? I have to be here in Raleigh for yesterday. I'm leaving today. But my rental car was set to their sports talk radio.
Right.
I think it's 99.1.
Uh-huh.
And I tell you what, they don't share the pundits' enthusiasm.
Is that true?
Oh, yeah. When they said, I'm not a betting guy, but when they said what were the odds, -150, or I don't understand all that, but they were going, that's ridiculous. Have you seen the Caps this year?
Mm-hmm.
And they got Ovechkin. They have a better goalie than we do. And the people calling in, they were not super optimistic either. So down here in Raleigh, and that, like I said, I've only been here 24 hours, but down here in Raleigh, they don't seem to be as enthusiastic as the so-called pundits are.
Really? Okay.
Well, I kind of like that. I like that they're scared, too. Okay.
I did, too. Sure. I thought it was pretty cool.
Yeah. All right, great.
I like that they're worried about their second-round opponent.
Thank you, buddy. Let's go to Johnny in Fredericksburg. Johnny, what's up, man?
Hey, guys, thank you for taking my call.
Yeah.
So I got two reasons on why we are not favored. One of the main reasons, I would say, is because there's a big anti-Russian hate against us. Like, since Ovi has gotten into the league, a lot of the people, especially in, like, Toronto media and the mainstream media in regards to the NHL, they do not like Ovi. They hated his visor.
I think Alan May always talks about that, right?
But Carolina has Russians.
No, but it's like Ovi is like over the top. Like he's like the celebrator dude. Everyone hates him. Like it's like national. Even when we're on national games, how many times are they just like poo pooing on Ovi and comparing him to Sidney Crosby when like he's not even playing?
Mm-hmm.
And another reason is that I feel like a lot of the metrics do have like Carolina favor because they possess the puck more and they shoot more. And they're just a trendy pick. So I feel like a lot of the money is on Carolina. I was looking at on DraftKings, they're like at 60%. I guess a lot of the money is on Carolina. So that's probably another reason why they're favored, because the money's just with them. And the people, they're just a trendy pick. But there is a huge, huge anti-like Caps hate in the NHL. And it's been going on for years.
And that's just because of Ovi?
Maybe that's part of it.
That's
maybe he's onto something.
Yeah, I mean, I don't get that.
we're so close to him here in this market. We just don't, maybe we don't see that perspective that other people, like the lens they view him through. I don't know.
Yeah. It's weird.
All right. I feel all right, Caps thanks. Fans have a bit of an inferiority complex and are very defensive.
Oh, yeah. You're looking at one right now. Definitely have an before winning the Stanley Cup, huge inferiority complex. Now that they won the Cup in 2018, most of that has been taken away. But there's still some scar tissue there.
You're definitely an example because when you would watch a national broadcast and they hype up the Bell Center, it would irk you.
Yeah, that would irrationally anger me. So, like, during this series, if the commentators are like, well, the Lenovo Center here in Raleigh, it's crazy. It's bedlam. That will drive me crazy, too. So just be prepared for that.
Well, if they don't say that about Cap 1.
Correct.
Right. I contributed to that with cakes
because I was throwing that in there. You threw some gasoline on the fire with that.
All right, let's go to Rob in Calvert County. Rob, what's up, buddy?
Hey, good morning, Jockeys. Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, it's no surprise. I mean, we shouldn't be surprised. We didn't play great going down the stretch. Our goalie situation was a little shaky going into the playoffs. I mean, so, you know, our history in the playoffs hasn't been great. We won the Stanley Cup, you know, 7 years ago, and we haven't been that great in the playoffs since when we did make it. So going by history, going by the way we played going down the stretch, and their speed and their, you know, the couple of players that they got that's real good on both sides, it's not a surprise that we're underdog.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I guess
right. I don't mind being an underdog. I really don't.
I like being underdog, but not at this instance.
I don't mind it.
Because a lot of those other years when the Caps, you know, pre-Carbs, when the Caps were, you know, winning the Metro and President's Trophy and all that, they were huge favorites. You know, they get bounced in the first round.
How about just say this? It's a toss-up. I'm fine with a toss-up.
Okay. Yeah, it's fine.
I'm fine with a toss-up. You maybe got a younger, faster team. They're better on the penalty kill, but this is a veteran team sprinkled in with some young guys that have the second most points in the NHL. Toss up. I could buy. Would you be okay with toss up? Better than being dogs. Toss up.
Yeah, sure. If you give me 50-50, that's better than being an underdog. Of course, I would take that.
Some of these freaking metrics have us at a 24% chance to win.
You mean the series? He was saying. Yeah, 67%. Tonight technically is a toss-up, game one. Now it's here, so we should be favored, but we're not. But it's technically a coin flip.
All right, let's.
You know what else? Yeah, we owe them for the playoff loss in 2019 to Carolina, seven games.
How many guys
we
are still around?
Owe them
five or six guys from that group.
Probably not even that.
Not
many.
Even that much.
I just mean we collectively.
You got Carlson. You got Ovi. Who else?
Willie, Ovi, Carly, that's probably it, right? Maybe Lars Eller.
Lars came back, right? So four.
All right, let's go to John in Woodbridge. No, maybe also Dowd. Right.
Hey, good morning, Dowd.
I don't think Dowd
came in the year after the Cup.
Dowd didn't win the Cup.
He did not win a Cup.
I thought you said we lost in 2019.
We lost. Oh, he might. Yeah, he might have been here for that. You're correct.
Yeah. John, what's up, buddy?
Hey guys, thanks for taking my call. Yep. What I wanted to say was y'all have to watch out, or we have to watch out for Aho with the shorthand penalty.
What's his deal?
Taking shorthand goals.
So that's where the two-way player comes into play. That's what you're talking about. Yeah.
And let's go Canes.
All right. See, there you go.
I hate a Canes fan just sneaking in at the end. We can't go to break on that. We can't. I refuse to go to break on that.
I blame Dre.
I will not go to break.
That's bad call.
Heavy Metal Chris, you are not allowed to go to break on Carolina Hurricanes propaganda.
Canes,
infiltrating
let's go,
the
Canes.
Show.
You can't do that.
I will not allow. Not on my watch. No, sir.
It's a cake standoff.
That will not happen.
Now listen.
I'll do make goods. I'll do live reads if I have to. I don't care.
I'm not sitting here saying we're guaranteed to win the series. I'm terrified about the series. I'm not saying that we should be some overwhelming favorite. I'm just saying I don't like the fact that we're dogs. That's all. So don't throw it in my face if we go out and lose tonight. You're an idiot.
I just wish at some point that as a Caps fan, I wasn't a scaredy cat about every stupid playoff round. But that's kind of the boat that I'm in.
To me, it's the nature of hockey. Hockey's just that way. Mike in Bethesda. Mike, what's up?
Hey, guys. You know, one of my favorite things, it was actually on a down point in Caps history, was 2019 when we lost. But, you know, Ovi wasn't having a great series, and he just dummies up absolutely Svechnikov, who's their, you referred to him earlier, their Russian player, mm-hmm. very talented younger guy. But it was one of those things where he was kind of showing the nation, look, this is what hockey is. I'm going to put my team on my back, and I'm going to be more of a thug this series. And that was a big national incident. Like, he had to, you know, the coach came out, Brind'Amour said he shouldn't have done it, which was bogus. I mean, we're going to see a lot of heated play tonight.
I hope that's the case. I think physical play, like, that's right in the Caps' wheelhouse. They're a big, strong, physical team. If Carolina wants to get physical, I think the Caps are more than willing to entertain that sort of style of play in round two.
What's the likelihood of fight breaking out tonight?
Tonight?
Probably 100%.
100%?
I would think at some point.
During the series, I mean, 100. I mean
an actual fight where punches are thrown.
No, but game one, because both teams are going to try to assert their dominance.
Yeah.
I would think tonight would be most likely.
Yeah, I would see that.
All right,
yeah.
Don't forget, coming up in the 8 and 9 o'clock hour, we'll give you a chance to win a pair of tickets to Game 2 of Caps Canes. All of our Caps content brought to you by Ace Computers. Ace Computers proudly recommends Windows 11 Pro for the U.S. military. Made in America. Check out acecomputers.com now. Don't forget, in the 8 and 9 o'clock hour, we'll give you a chance to win a pair of tickets to Game 2 of Capitals Hurricanes at Capital One Arena. Game 2 is Thursday night, so you want to keep listening for your chance to win those tickets instead of buying them, because winning them is always better. All right, I have some sage life advice from you guys. Here's what you do
for us.
What did I say?
I think you said from you guys.
Oh, I thought I said for.
Maybe you did.
My bad. I have sage advice for you.
Mm-hmm.
If your kid catches you pwning in the bedroom.
So if you're having sex and your kid walks in,
here's how to handle it. Sex therapist and neuroscience researcher Dr. Nan Wise told, I don't know what Pure Wow is, but I'm sure it's some sort of media outlet, don't panic. Panic is the worst thing you do. This is going to happen probably at some point over the course of being a parent. Pause, take a deep breath, and keep that in mind before you do. According to experts, the one thing you shouldn't say is anything that implies shame, fear, or that your kid did something wrong by walking in on you during the deed. So don't make them feel bad. Don't, like, yell at the kid. Don't make a big scene out of it.
Of course not. Why would you make them feel bad?
Yeah, you don't want to traumatize them anymore. They've already been traumatized.
It'd be hard not to panic, though.
Well, sure, you panic.
It's never happened to me. Has it happened to any of you?
Walked in on my parents once. 100%. We were all outside, like, as kids, like, you know, run around outside, and I went upstairs. I just ran upstairs and just busted the door open, and it was trifling.
I don't get it, man. EB's walked in his parents. Yeah. He's walked into my dad in the shower.
Yeah, I mean, you're just
like, what the heck is
you're
going
just like
on?
A bull in the China shop over
I'm not
there.
The only one. I know Jason, he's got some stories.
Walking in on my mom,
right?
But not my kids walking in on me.
Right. Right.
Yeah, that was a long time ago.
All I was doing
yeah.
was running around that outside.
That was probably 1980.
And I barged through my parents to ask them a question.
Yeah.
How did your mom react? Did she say she was wrestling? Isn't that what you always hear?
I don't remember what she told
me. Yeah, mommy and daddy are wrestling, having a wrestling match. That bit.
But I was affected. 100%.
I can't recall any with me, though. I did get busted by one of my college roommates when I was having some... Some quality time.
I've caught two roommates doing that.
Yeah.
It wasn't
one of my prouder moments, but what are you going to do? You're literally caught red-handed.
I barged in on one of my roommates. I just, because, you know, we're in college, we were just barging on each other all the time.
Sure.
I mean, if you're going to do that, lock your door.
Right.
I barged on him. He literally had his...
Yeah.
Right on his slinky.
Understand.
And he didn't even move. He had one hand on the remote.
Yeah.
He had one hand on his slinky.
I mean, it's very,
and he just stared at me.
It's a very vulnerable time.
I'll never forget that.
Yeah. You guys locked eyes.
And I said, dude, lock the door. And then the other time was, I won't say his name, but he was down in the couch in the basement, and he has, I came running down in the basement. That's where our workout equipment was.
Right.
And all of a sudden, he rolls over.
Oh, the rollover.
He rolled over against the back of the couch.
Yeah. I mean, there were no doors in that basement.
Well, he had his own room, but he was so busto, he probably didn't have a TV.
I mean, can those guys just go to class already instead of barging in on alone time? Like, what are they doing?
That's why, dude, my room had a freaking lock.
Mm-hmm.
I might have had like a double. I had like a lock where you need a key.
Drabby, is this something you worry about with your youngsters running around?
They just probably passed the age of not knowing what's going on.
Yeah.
Because they would come in when they were toddlers, and I'll be honest, I don't know if we even stopped. Because they were so young.
Right. Yeah, yeah. You're just like, they're not going to remember
this.
It's
like a dog walking in.
Yeah. Now they haven't seen any of that. They ask a lot of questions.
Yeah. They're very inquisitive.
Yeah, body part questions.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's getting a little weird. I didn't know how to answer
that. You call it a pongy? Mm-hmm. Did you tell them it's your pongy?
I didn't say, I think I just say pee-pee.
But, yeah. Okay.
She said, does Papa Cahill have one?
Oh, really? Oh,
so now, the questions are pouring in now.
Does the neighbor's dad have one?
They're fascinated.
Yeah.
Well, they're starting to distinguish that. They know the difference between boys and girls.
Yeah.
I don't even know how that stuff, like, I just let my wife handle that stuff.
Well, when they're around and they see it, I mean, when I got to go number one, I got to go. And they walk in the bathroom all the time.
Mm. Yeah.
Hard to stop.
Yeah.
Right. They're at that age. How old? I keep forgetting. Like
four and
five?
Half. Four and a half.
Yeah.
So I'm sure that they'll walk in the bedroom at some point.
Mm-hmm.
But what would be more traumatizing for your kid when they're very young, let's say under 10, to catch you, or when they're a teenager? Or Cakes, your daughter lives at home now. She's a grad student.
She's 23.
Let's say all of a sudden,
Way worse if they're older.
I think it's definitely worse
if they're older. Because they totally know what's going on.
Yeah,
they're going to be horrified. Yeah, I mean, they're truly going to be scarred.
JP's daughter's at the age where it will
affect her.
It would affect her.
Yeah,
like 100%. It would be
Isabella's
a core memory.
Eight.
A core memory of her life being disturbed. Yeah. Like the innocence is gone.
Yeah. Yeah.
It would disturb an 8-year-old for sure, but I'm not convinced she would know exactly what was doing. At 8?
Nah, she still believes in Santa.
I think at 8 she would be confused.
It would wreck her.
Yeah,
you're probably right.
She would be.
That's
like,
why
what
I would say
that?
More of the poning happens when she's not home.
Mm.
Daytime poning, highly recommend it.
Mm.
I'm embarrassed to say this
before they're back from school.
Should I say this?
Yes,
yeah, who
yes,
cares?
You should. You probably should. Just the fact that you're stewing on it leads me to believe
I'll say this. If my mom is listening, please turn the radio off. Okay, just turn it off. If you're around, if mom. Just turn the Alexa off.
Eric. Okay. Oh, I'm so distraught.
I used to go into my parents, my dad's bathroom all the time. That's where I showered, in my parents' bathroom, right? I mean, I lived in a basic house. I would shower. We had two bathrooms upstairs, but I often would use my parents' shower. I don't know why.
Probably you wanted to use your dad's shaving cream and stuff.
Yeah, he had a lot of Aquavelva or whatever. I would often see a used, what you call in the toilet.
You can't even think about that.
Condom?
Yeah. I used to see that all the time.
How old
were
you, though? Your parents were old.
I mean, I don't know. I didn't really know what it was.
By the way, is that
I'm talking about like in my teenage years. Like, I knew what it was, but I didn't quite understand what was going on.
You didn't understand why it was there.
I didn't understand. And then why didn't he flush it?
Yeah, is that the proper disposal?
Well, maybe they did.
I think in 2025 it's not, but I think when I'm in this early 80s.
Yeah, I guess. Probably then it didn't matter.
All bets are off.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know how many times I saw that in the toilet? I don't know. 20?
Why didn't he flush?
I don't know.
Well, maybe they did, but maybe the rubber just didn't go through the. Well, maybe it didn't go down the toilet.
Not everything
can go down.
It was just the middle of the night. He just ripped it off through it.
I mean, that could be true too.
He's a guy.
That could be
the guy. But you know how many times I saw it? I'm going to say I saw that 20 times in my life.
That's a lot.
Parents were getting it in.
They were getting after it.
I guess your mom could have had a kid. I was just doing the math. Like, when you're 10 years old, your mom's 43, right?
She had a kid when she was like that.
I know, but when you're 10 or 15, what do you she's think probably stopped? Out of it.
But they
you don't need that condom.
Well, trust me. They didn't want to risk it, I guess.
I guess so.
Yeah, I mean, who knows?
I brought so many of those with me to Beach Week, and I brought the exact number back from Beach Week.
You were on a roll.
I probably
roll.
Brought like a dozen, and I came home with a dozen.
Was that overly optimistic, a dozen?
So optimistic.
Right. Well, I still remember he had one girl that was interested in him, and yeah. We got all fired up. Yeah. We're drinking. We took a bus there.
Yeah.
And problem we get was, off the bus, and he was so hammered.
I was drinking my face off.
That he threw up before we walked into the...
I got off the bus.
We're going to a house party with the girl who sized for him.
Yeah.
And like he throws up outside.
That is like just a house party. There were 100 high schoolers there. Yeah. And I took 6 steps off the bus, and I puked everywhere.
Yeah.
And then go home.
Everybody's like, you're not... You think you're coming into this party? You smell like puke, and you're gross, and you got a 0.20 BAC? Back on the bus with you, another 100 streets up Ocean City, and I crawled back in shame to the whatever apartment we were staying in. I think Jason made a cameo that week, too, from what I remember.
Long I did, because I wanted ago. To see your boy Mike Frazier play guitar.
We have told this story before, but there was a summer I'll never forget, and JP knows this, where I think Cakes was there, my buddy Mike was there, and JP, and we were at the Pizza Hut. And in Pointer Ridge. And
you
we
love the story.
It's such a great story.
The American
it's
like Pie moment.
American you used to work. Pie moment.
You used to work there.
And we were 15, 16 years old, and we're like, this is the summer.
this is the summer. One.
Somebody here. We're all going to get, you know, what you call.
Right.
Pretty sure we were 0 for that
yeah.
summer.
Oh, yeah. I was 0 for. I took an L.
Yeah. We were all discussing this was the summer. This was going to finally happen.
Yeah. It didn't happen for me that summer. I know that. You know what I did a lot of that summer? Played tennis at the Pointer Ridge Pool.
Right.
Didn't do what we were discussing.
It was Dylan Cruz that summer.
Yeah, but we probably got a good buffet.
Maybe
the lunchtime
did that.
Buffet at Pizza was
solid.
Is it still
awesome.
There? Or they close it?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Who knows? All right, when we come back, we are going to get into the new stadium that could be potentially coming to the RFK site. What potential massive event that we could host here in D.C., do you have the most interest in? We're talking NFL Draft, Super Bowl, Final Four, WrestleMania, the World Cup, Olympics. There are going to be a lot of possibilities if this new stadium opens at the RFK site. Which would interest you most? 800-636-1067. We'll take your calls on that next here on The Fan.